This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Time now for the puzzle. Let's start with last week's challenge from the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz.
Name two fictional characters, the first one good, the second one bad. Each is a one-word name. Drop the last letter of the name of the first character, read the result from left to right, and it will name a world capital. What capital is it?
Well, almost 1,000 of you figured out the answer, and our randomly selected winner this week is Ken Wells from Scotia, New York, who joins us on the line now. Congratulations, Ken.
Thank you.
So what is the world capital that you came up with using two fictional character names?
I used Santa and Iago to come up with Santiago.
Santiago, Chile. Okay, great. Very nice. But to be fair, I think we should point out that it is debatable whether Old Saint Nick is really a fictional character. That may be, you know, a question for some of our listeners.
Especially the younger ones.
Yes. Okay, before we continue, let's welcome the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel. Congratulations, Ken.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to mention we had a funny alternative answer submitted using Wendy and Hook, both from Peter Pan. Put those together and you get the capital of Namibia, Windhoek.
Wow, that is a creative answer. But our winner this week, of course, is Ken Wells. And can I ask what you do in Scotia, New York?
I'm a retired physicist.
So how do you spend your days now?
Well, I've got 30 acres, and I spend a lot of time putting in paths and enlarging some ponds and doing a little lumber milling.
Lumber milling? That's quite a career change.
There aren't a lot of physicists or backhoe operators, no.
No, I don't imagine. That's quite a diverse skill set you've acquired. So, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Absolutely.
All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Ken and Rachel, today I've brought a geographical puzzle. Every answer consists of two adjoining U.S. states. I've taken one or more letters starting one of the state names, plus one or more letters starting the other state name, and put them together to spell a four-letter word. You name the states. For example, if I said mist, M-I-S-T, you might say Mississippi and Tennessee, because mist starts with the first three letters of Mississippi and the first letter of Tennessee. You could also have said Missouri and Tennessee. That would have worked as well.
Okay.
Here is number one, Cook, C-O-O-K.
Colorado, Oklahoma.
Excellent. Number two is Flog, F-L-O-G.
Florida, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Cane, C-A-N-E.
California, Nevada.
Excellent. Made, M-A-D-E.
Massachusetts, but Delaware, no.
No, but Delaware is right. What abuts Delaware, starting with M-A?
Maryland, Delaware.
Maryland, Delaware is right. Newt, N-E-W-T.
Hampshire.
Yeah, there's a lot of states start N-E-W, but don't do that one. Think more toward the southwest.
I'm drawing a blank here. Rachel, help me out.
Not Old Mexico, but...
Oh, New Mexico and Texas, of course.
Texas, yeah. Is it? All right, the next one is my favorite word on the list, Will, W-I-L-L.
Oh, Will.
I wonder why. Illinois and
yes.
Wisconsin.
That's it. And now solve the following five-letter words in the same way. And your first one is Macon, M-A-C-O-N.
Oh, Massachusetts, Connecticut.
That's it. Minor, M-I-N-O-R.
Michigan, North Dakota.
North Dakota is right, but Michigan doesn't touch that. What starting M-I touches
Minnesota?
North Dakota? Minnesota, is it?
Oh, there.
And here's your last one, Penne, P-E-N-N-E, as in the pasta.
Pennsylvania.
That's it.
And
there's two states touching Pennsylvania that start N-E.
New York,
yes! And New Jersey. Nice job.
Okay, yes.
Ken, that was great.
That was fun.
Well done. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ken, which public radio station do you listen to?
WAMC.
In Albany, New York, of course.
That's correct.
Ken Wells from Scotia, New York, thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, hit us with your best shot for next week. What is the next challenge?
Yes, it's a spinoff of the on-air puzzle. The word Martin, M-A-R-T-E-N, as in the animal, consists of the beginning letters of Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, and New Mexico. And you can actually drive from Mississippi to Arkansas to Texas to New Mexico in that order. What is the longest common English word you can spell by taking the beginning letters of consecutive states in order as you travel through them? My answer has 8 letters. Maybe you can better mine. The longest answer will win.
Okay, some more geography. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks as always, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.